Harriet Tubman is one of the most iconic and heroic figures of American history. She escaped from slavery in 1849, then went on to guide many other slaves to freedom. Her life and legacy will be featured Monday evening as part of the annual High Plains Chautauqua in Greeley. I spoke with living history scholar Becky Stone about what makes Tubman such a fascinating character to portray. Now, she accomplished an incredible amount in her life, even beyond what I thought I knew about her. How do you prepare to tell the story of Tubman in her words?
It's not an easy process. What I look for are the highlights that are important stories. And when I do my first draft, there are way too many details involved. And I think what I want the listeners to do is take away an overview and a passion for Harriet and what she did in her life. You know, her life as a slave was fascinating, and it was important for me to learn her life experience. She grew up on the eastern shore of Maryland, and that slave experience was different from the Deep South and other places in the Near South. And so she was rented out from the age of 5 to work for other masters. So she had a master who owned her, and her experiences with all of these different masters gave her a certain kind of strength. Eventually she found that she wanted to work outside. A 5-foot-tall woman who worked as hard and as strong as any man.
What did it mean for her to be a conductor on the Underground Railroad?
It meant that she guided passengers, and she took great pride in never having lost a passenger.
That's amazing.
Over her 8 years of running on the Underground Railroad. So they trusted her to know which stations to go to, and they would run at night. Mm-hmm. And as the night was drawing to a close, she needed to get them to a station or a safe house. If she could not, then she had to hide them during the day. And sometimes she would go out during the day and find food or, you know, what was needed to keep them warm or safe, because she always ran in the winter because the nights were longer, gave them more time to run.
She escaped in 1849, I think.
Correct.
I was reading. Mm-hmm. And she went back multiple times to rescue other people, 70 other slaves or up to 300. No matter how many, I mean, that takes an incredible amount of courage. What do you think drove her?
Well, she states it very clearly that she went back for her family. Mm-hmm. And sometimes brothers or nephews or nieces would say that they were going to go, and then they would essentially chicken out. It was a difficult decision to leave the security, if I dare say it, of what you know, to
sure.
go and risk your life, not knowing that you'll make it through to freedom, but to risk your life that way. And once she got her parents through, she did not go south anymore to run the Underground Railroad. She did go south during the Civil War and served as a spy and a nurse for the Union Army in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Yeah.
A lot of people do think that she led 700 people. Those are the kinds of myths that grew up about her.
Right.
You're closer to being correct when you say 70 or at the max 80 fugitives. However, she did lead a raid in South Carolina that freed 750 contraband, as they called the slaves there. But up until that point, the numbers of 70 or 80 or so are more accurate.
Mm-hmm. And of her life, what do you think is her most powerful legacy that's relevant today?
I feel as though she was a woman who modeled courage and faith and a lack of fear. And I feel as though we allow too much fear these days to dictate our behavior. If she saw something that was wrong, she intervened. And, you know, not all of us are going to get messages from God, but we, even if they're baby steps, we need to follow her example of courage and trust in God.
Becky Stone, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Erin.